The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's physical evidence of both a rape and sex assault, yes. Very clear from the investigation that there was no consent in this whatsoever.
Well, that's what Montgomery County Police said about this case involving a sexual assault, an alleged sexual assault that took place at Rockville High School. It was something we talked about endlessly. But on Friday, shortly after our show on Friday, they held a press conference and they dropped the charges against the two suspects. One was 17, one was 18, who had been charged with rape in this particular case. And now we are going to hear at 8:35 this morning from one of their attorneys, Andrew Jezik, who's going to tell us some evidence came out that sort of discredited the original belief that a rape had taken place. But joining us down the line right now is Dan McHugh of Montgomery County Young Republicans, who has a different take on all this. Good morning to you, Dan.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Mary. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing very well. Okay, so what do you think is going on here?
Well, I think there's some questions that I you know, have and that I know others have. Questions like, you know, why was D.A. McCarthy flanked by all this Montgomery County, you know, politicians at the press conference? You know, I've talked to a couple of experienced lawyers in Montgomery County have told me that's a rarity. They, you know, Leggett is never, County Executive Leggett is almost never at a press conference that John McCarthy has given. So my, you know, is outside politics playing a part in trying to make these charges, you know, go away? You yourself, Brian, even asked me the last time I was on your show, or one of the times I was on your show talking about this case, you know, about Montgomery County trying to brush this under the rug, and you know, that's what it's starting to look like to me.
The state's attorney in this particular case did hold the press conference and said that they didn't really have the evidence. And I think what we're going to hear, I mean, from what I'm hearing, what I've read about the case thus far, and the reasons that they felt like they needed to drop the case was that number one, they didn't have proof that there was a lack of consent. There were text messages between the young girl suggesting that she knew there was going to be a sexual encounter the next morning, that she had sent images, sexting images or videos to one of the suspects, and that they actually had a surveillance video of her willingly walking to the bathroom. Now, if all of that evidence is in play, then it seems that, you know, something happened along the way to the evidence in the case, and that's why. Why do you think that is politics?
Well, I think that at the beginning, the Montgomery County Police Department, who thoroughly investigated this case, said that Chief Manger was pretty convinced that they had a slam dunk case.
Yeah, they did.
And even the district attorney's office went forward with charging. And now all of a sudden, oh, no, we don't have a slam dunk case. Now we're saying, you know, and notice how they've dropped the rape charges, but they're still charging them with child pornography. So to me, it looks like that outside politics may have gotten involved in this case, putting pressure on D.A. McCarthy to make this go away. There is an election next year. He's up for re-election to lessen these charges and make this case kind of just die off. That's what it's looking like to me. That's what it just, something doesn't smell right. And you know, at the end of the day, a trial is where the truth comes out. You have the D.A.'s office saying one thing and you have defense attorneys saying the other thing. And an actual trial is where these facts are played out. And you see where the cards fall.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we're using the right terminology here. You keep using the term DA. It's actually state's attorney. But go ahead.
Sorry, state's attorney McCarthy. I apologize. Yes, state's attorney McCarthy. Yes.
Well, I think one of the things that jumps out to me is that this is obviously, and we've said this from the beginning, a he said, she said. But as we all know, and we have all been taught from the time, you know, we can remember, is even if she did voluntarily walk into that bathroom with those boys, she still has the right to change her mind. And it's going to be he said, she said. And I think it's really hard for a 14-year-old to, I don't know what kind of questioning they're doing of her. I just question what really happened, and I don't know if we're really going to know what happened. I think a 14-year-old being questioned in these types of circumstances is a very difficult thing.
Absolutely. And you know, just because she walked into the bathroom or may have sent text messages, that doesn't constitute, you know, consensual sex. And she is 14 years old. And one of the, you know, the accused is 18. Those are the type of questions I had. I feel like they're trying to brush this under the rug and make it go away as fast as they can to protect a narrative in Montgomery County that, you know, illegal immigration is a wonderful thing. And again, they don't want this trial lingering over an election near next year. Now this case will largely go away and hopefully be forgotten about by most people in the county. That's what they want.
But by the same token, let's be fair. If it was consensual, I also want that truth to come out as well, because it's not fair to hang the boys in the court of public opinion. Do you see what I'm saying? I think there's a fine line to walk here, and I wonder if we're ever really going to know the truth. So I want to be fair to both sides, because it's not fair to those boys if it was indeed consensual.
Well, that's true. But again, she went to the police. Detectives investigated. You know, they concluded, I'm sure, after talking to these boys and to the girl originally, to go forward with the charges. And so, I mean, what happened in that time period? You know, even Chief Manger was confident that they would get a conviction in this case.
Well, I got to tell you, I went to that press conference with some of these press conferences. I was personally there, and I must tell you that I've never heard police more adamant about the strength of their case, that they believed without any shadow of a doubt that they had an incredibly strong case. And you do make a good point there. What about the idea of maybe revisiting in the state of Maryland statutory rape charge? I mean, obviously the girl was 14, and in many states, if you're 14 years old, under no circumstance can you give consent to a sexual encounter. In the state of Maryland, the law says, well, you got to be more than 4 years older than the individual for there to be a case of statutory rape.
Well, I think that should be revisited. However, I noticed that the narrative, the Washington Post referred to the 18-year-old as a young 18-year-old. In other words, well, he's only been 18 for a little while. So you know, that they're, in other words, they're trying to downplay, you know, looks like they're trying to negate that part of the statutory rape. And it sounds like the main thing they want to stick to is pornography charges or whatever. And you know, I guess at the end of the day, that's still a you know, something to charge them with. The ultimate thing, hopefully, too, is that these two are deported. They're not here legally. They have broken the law on that. That's undisputable. And hopefully that they will be deported after this is all said and done, and not reintroduced back into the general population in Montgomery County or the public school system, for that matter.
All right, Dan, we're going to have to leave it right there. It is still an immigration matter, for sure. Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.